Rod's Pulse Podcast number 7. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast. Podcasts are faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts. Podcasting is the latest medium for asynchronous teaching and learning. Just a couple of items to review before we get started with today's program. First, I'll remind you about my new URL to find my blog, and that's www.rodneymurray.com/podcast. Please leave me feedback at the blog or send me email at rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. Also, in case this is the first podcast you may have heard, just wanted to cover what I've gone over in the past, just a brief recap. My first podcast was Introduction to Podcasting, where we gave some definitions. Number two, I talked a lot about podcast directories, how to find podcasts you might be interested in. And number three, about recording podcasts, some of the basic software and hardware requirements and recommendations. And some of the controversy surrounding iTunes U, which is a new capability that Apple has made available to universities who want to publish their podcasts. My fourth one was the first podcast from Blackboard World in San Diego, and I just gave you some definitions on blogs, wikis, and RSS feeds. My second one from Blackboard World was an interview with Peter Van Tienen, the Director of Solutions Engineering at Blackboard, and we talked about the Blackboard Content System, which we're all very excited about here at Jefferson. And the last one, number six, was another interview. This was with a vendor. We talked with Wes Barnes, system engineer from AnyStream, and their product is called Appresso Classroom. So, anyway, with that recap in mind, let's move on. I think today we decide to take a break from listening to vendors. I think I have something for everybody, for faculty, including clinicians, students, administrators, and librarians. First topic today will be about spoken word search engines. Very exciting new development. Also, I'll be giving you a taste of three different podcasts. These are promos. One's for a financial aid podcast, which would be recommended for students. An anatomy podcast, also for students, but I think faculty might want to hear to see how an individual faculty member has created his own podcast. And last, a cardiovascular information podcast. This is a very slick production from the Arizona Heart Institute. Okay, first for librarians and everyone, really. Some new search engines have appeared which promise to do for podcasting what Google has done for websites. That is, letting users search podcasts and other vocal MP3 files for keywords to single out audio that suits your interest. Now, this is pretty interesting. Some of the directories we talked about in the past, you could do a search, but you were really searching the blog content or the title of the podcast. These three that I'll be mentioning are search engines that actually scour MP3 files for audio content, and they convert the voice into keywords and add this to an index. It's not obvious to me how they do this. It's probably a combination of machine intelligence, and who knows, maybe they outsource this to India or China to get this content translated. It's very interesting, some interesting capabilities. One that's been out there for a while, about a little more than a year, I think, is called Podscope. That's www.podscope.com. And their tagline is Podscope lets you search the spoken word for topics that interest you. Now, I've had limited luck trying to get my own podcast to appear there in Podscope. Could be that they're busy indexing and they haven't gotten around to it. You can submit a podcast to all three of these search sites. One interesting thing about PodScope is that apparently instead of searching words, they scan for sounds of syllables rather than full words. And AOL recently announced plans to integrate PodScope into their portal search engine. The second one is called Blinks, and you can find that at www.blinks.com, and then Blinks is spelled B-L-I-N-K-X. They call it Blinks TV because it apparently scans audio content from television programs, and now they're doing podcasts as well. So, indeed, if you do a search for a Blackboard interview, for example, all of my podcasts pop up. And but its scope is, like I said, much different. It's not strictly podcast, but you're going to get a lot of content from the television world of television. Very interesting. The last one that I discovered and I'm actually using in a way is it's called PodZinger, and that's located at www.podzinger.com. PodZinger is PodZinger. And their tagline is it says, powered by BBN Technologies, PodZinger unleashes the content within audio. To find the podcast you want, don't just search it, zing it. So indeed, if you put in Blackboard, I think you're going to hit my podcasts. And in fact, Zinger also allows you to add code to your own blog that will allow users to do a keyword search, so to speak, of your spoken word. So if you go to my blog now, you'll see there's a little search box at the top, PodZinger search box. You can put in a search term and search my podcast or the entire PodZinger universe. I have had some problems with it. It doesn't seem to like to play the snippet that it brings up. It doesn't, indeed, seems to do a good job of searching, and you're supposed to be able to play a snippet of the actual audio within the podcast so you can validate that the translation was done correctly. So, anyway, this is a pretty interesting capability that these audio or vocal spoken word search engines have. I don't know what their business plan is. Probably it might be a good bet that they're going to be purchased by a Google. So we'll see how that develops over time. So that's the first topic for today. I just wanted to point out these new podcast searching tools. Let's move on now to three podcast promos that I promised. One is for students. It's from the Financial Aid Podcast. This is a website that can be located at www.financialaidpodcast.com. And I'll be putting all these URLs in my show notes so you can go to them directly. And just to read about their tagline here, it's a daily publication of the Student Loan Network, the Daily Scholarship, Financial Aid, and the Personal Finance Podcast. So let me play their promo, and we will hear it for ourselves. It was recorded, this one's from
Start
January 2006.
Start the new year right by learning how to go to college for free with the Financial Aid Podcast. Every weekday, we feature daily scholarship updates, financial aid and student loan news, and consumer finance tips to put more money in your pocket. File your FAFSA, get a student loan, find a scholarship, and learn about the latest trends in personal finance. Did you know, for example, that U.S. students in 2006 will face a 35% increase in their student loan interest rates? It's true. Learn how to protect yourself from this by tuning into the Financial Aid Podcast. Subscribe today to the Financial Aid Podcast at www.financialaidpodcast.com and make an affordable college education the easiest resolution in 2006.
Okay, that's the Financial Aid Podcast. I can't say that I've listened to many of their podcasts, so I would be interested in hearing any feedback you have, faculty or students or our administrators in the financial aid area, what they think about this as a resource for students. The second podcast is called Instant Anatomy. There's a website you can go to, www.instantanatomy.net. And I'll let the promo speak for itself. So here we go, the promo for Instant Anatomy.
This is Bob Whitaker from Cambridge in the United Kingdom. If you're a medical or nursing student, or just someone who has an interest in human anatomy, then we invite you to listen to our anatomy podcasts, where we cover particular anatomical topics that can be quite tricky, such as the brachial plexus or the gluteal region. You can find us on the web at www.instantanatomy.net, or you can search for us in the podcast section of the music store in iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Okay, I think some of our faculty might be interested in how he does this. It's, of course, it's a very visual subject, anatomy, so I'd be interested to hear what our anatomy faculty think about an audio podcast on anatomy. But anyway, it looks like his pretty thorough website, and our students might be able to use that to supplement our own teaching resources here at Jefferson. Okay, the last one I want to share with you today is the Cardiovascular Multimedia Information Network. And this is produced by the Arizona Heart Institute. Its short name is CVMD, and you can get to it by going to www.cvmd.org. It's an example of a very professional, highly produced website. It includes video and audio. I think they probably did this before podcasting became a, well, it's almost a household word, but it looks like they have some very interesting content, both for professionals and for the general public. So they, I couldn't find a particular promo, but I took a little clip from one of their podcasts, which was actually talking about the advent of using podcasting to teach some of these topics. So let's hear what they say at the Arizona Heart Institute.
CVMD.org, your window to the medical world. Brought to you by Arizona Heart. Produced by VAS Communications. Cardio Conference.
I tune in on this several times a day because this is the next frontier. Dr. Grayson Wheatley is going to talk to us about it.
Thanks, Dr. Dietrich. And well, we've heard a little bit about maybe clinical trials the next frontier, but let's talk about education the next frontier. And this morning I want to take you on a little journey that's going to hopefully change the way you look at the way we educate people, both in the hospital and outside the hospital. And so I think that hopefully by the end of this talk, you'll see that the way we currently educate people is somewhat akin to a black and white television, small monitor, and everyone huddled around the same screen. And so in this journey, this in the couple next couple minutes, I want to take your eyes and I want to change your perspective on the way that we see the exchange of information and hopefully new opportunities that that enables us. Well, I think that the next great revolution in technology, as Dr. Dietrich has shown us, is the iPod. And I think that this offers a new opportunity for us, for our patients, and our educational models to take advantage of these in new and revolutionary ways.
So there you have it, our three promos for this week. And these, I think, are examples that give you some information, some podcasts that you can actually use, and also hopefully they will entice you to produce some of your own podcasts, begin on that trail. That about does it for today's program. Again, my goal is to raise the awareness of faculty and administrators about how we can extend our Blackboard course management system to include the latest e-learning technology, especially podcasting. Remember, our students are the on-demand generation. So don't forget to leave feedback. Let me know what you'd like me to cover. I've already received several requests from faculty here at Jefferson so to help them create their own podcast. So that's pretty encouraging. Till next time, have a good week. Bye for now.